fighting for America.
Learning doesn't have to be painful. It can be fun. And if you can get students that are not excited about school excited and make what you're doing fun, make it relevant to them, then they're going to catch on. They're going to have those aha moments.
Fighting for Idaho.
Some of the stuff we see in education on the news is on the negative side. For every negative article there is about funding and levies and what have you, there are great things that go on in every school and in every classroom. And there are a lot of teachers who put a lot of hard work into what they do.
Fighting for you.
Our focus is on student learning. How are we as a teacher, as an educator, ensuring that kids are learning?
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning once again from River Glen Junior High. Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. We're joined by Hannah Courtright, who teaches world studies and leadership. Good morning, ma'am.
Hi.
Good to have you with us here. So what's going on?
Thank you. Yeah. So we have a leadership class here at River
Glen. What is that?
The leadership class is comprised of students who were interested in participating in an elective course last spring. And so this is open to 8th and 9th graders at River Glen. So they applied, and they had their parents fill out a component.
What is the class, though?
Oh, I'm sorry. So they were interested in developing their leadership skills and to participate in some service projects here at River Glen and in the community.
And how does an 8th or 9th grader benefit from doing community service? We hear that a lot. You're on the front lines with these kids. So, I mean, you've got to, and they don't like it when you call them kids, I guess. You know, they want to be adults, so they're actually working with people in the community, doing real work. How does that help them in school?
We are just talking about that, so I'm glad you asked. We are excited to start at River Glen, and we are asking the question, like, as a young person, you know, what can you contribute to the world, and what are maybe some of the difficulties and hindrances that you may face. And so what we talked about is the idea of youth and energy and that they're persistent. And so
a lot of leaves they need to rake, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, it's funny enough, we're going to be participating in Rake Up Boise in November. So we're going to start at River Glen and really try to give back and so that they can develop this sense of self, but also build up their own small community before we move out into the larger sense of community.
And this is these kids want to do this?
They're excited about it. They get buy-in into it, and so they're creating it, and I'm not giving them...
Now, how can the parents get their kids to do that at home?
That's a really good question.
You know, but they really want to come in and rake leaves and do stuff for other people, huh?
They are...
You need to bottle that, and you'd make a fortune off
just,
that.
Yeah, and sell it. They are... I'm really not making it for them, so I'm just kind of giving them the guidelines, and
sure.
They're creating it, and so... They are the ones who are going to be in charge of planning and implementing, and hopefully they feel like they're part of their community, whether it's here at school or in Boise.
Sure. Now, some other issues, you teach world studies. Tell us a little bit about the curriculum there. That's one of my favorite topics. So.
Yeah, I love teaching 7th grade world studies as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is... focusing on Africa and Asia, so really the Eastern Hemisphere, minus Europe and Australia. But we focus on ancient civilizations, culture, history, and modern events. So it's really all-encompassing.
And at 7th grade, they grasp this stuff? Or?
You know, it definitely presents its own challenges, but they do. They do comprehend it. And I think when we break it down and we... give them, we relate it to today,
sure.
And we give them some feeling like, oh, yeah, this is what it would be like to live at that time, or even say, oh, yeah, I see that on the news. Oh, let's discuss it. Let's break down why they're having these issues where they are, or what are some brainstorm ideas, like how can you maybe get involved and maybe have an impact, even if it might be small, they feel connected to it.
Yeah, well, it's a connected world. Parents want to know this all the time. How do you get kids excited about, you know, ancient civilization or really to learn? We hear about everybody, and you know, and if the world were as what we portrayed here at 580 KIDO, I mean, every school is outstanding. Every school, every kid is interested. But there are kids that, you know, that we have trouble as far as learning, whether they're intimidated. What can parents do to help their kid along? Because sometimes the parents are intimidated by the course curriculum.
We, in the classroom, we try to do a variety of different activities, and we try to make it student-centered, but I want the kids to be comfortable enough to ask questions, and I want them to feel like they ownership in their grade. And so I would encourage parents to, you know, ask questions, get involved. There's lots of different means of, you know, through email or through our online grade portal. There are blog opportunities.
Sure.
To ask those questions. And there's sometimes components where teacher or students go home and they talk to their parents about it, and then they come back and we host Socratic seminars where the kids are facilitating it and they're asking those questions and they're able to share their opinions.
Sure.
And so hopefully they're talking to their parents about it and coming back and having some sort of not only groundwork that we've laid, but some additional information mm-hmm. from outside.
Now, and this is a compliment, so please take it this way. I had a couple people here earlier. I thought they were students, and they were actually teachers.
Oh.
you seem like you're a very young teacher, because I thought you were a student as well. Tell us a little bit about yourself as far as why teaching today, considering that it is so in the news all the time.
It is. Yeah, it's, I mean, everyone's got an opinion about education. We've all been in school, and I just happened to make a career of it. And so I've been teaching for 8 years now, and I love the energy of it. I mean, it is exhausting. I go home tired. I work at nights. I work on weekends. But I feed off the fact that it's ever-changing, and there's so much out there that we can bring and have an impact on the youth of America, as cliche as that may sound. I do. I feel that impact, and as small as it may be on a daily basis, in the grand scheme of things, I think about teachers that had an impact on me and really kind of pushed me in a particular direction, and I hope to be that same kind of mentor.
Even today in the controversial world of education where everybody has the solutions, huh?
Yes. Yes. I mean, it sometimes can get frustrating, but I'm a parent myself, mm-hmm. and I have a younger sister who is in college right now. I mean, it surrounds all of us, and it surrounds me, and I fully support it, and I'm excited about it. As controversial as it is,
right.
I feel like it's necessary, and it's important, and so.
All right. Well, we thank you, ma'am. Great
thank
job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It is 12 after 8. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO, and just going over a couple of our big stories. The big issue here is involving this ISIS plot with these young ladies. We've got the Canadians that have taken fire. And let me just give you some details here at 580-KIDO concerning just what is going on. You've got three teenage girls from Denver. Now, how many of us remember skipping school, skipping class? You know what I'm talking about. So, no big deal. You skip school. Maybe you go to the mall. Maybe you go to the bowling alley. Well, these guys were on their way to Syria. That's right. They were going to join the Islamic State in Syria. In fact, they made it all the way to Germany. German authorities arrested the girls. Now, you're going to love this. Ages 15, 16 and 17 at the Frankfurt airport and put them on a plane back to the United States. Now, their goal was to fly from Germany to Turkey and then make their way to Syria. Now, the FBI questioned them and released them, but here's the skinny that I have for you at 580-KIDO or at 580-5436. Do you blame ISIS? Apparently, I guess they were wooed over there. They weren't radicalized. They were wooed. That's right. They were wooed. They were promised, I guess, they fell in love. Okay, so you have three teenage girls. Where were the parents? I mean, they made it to Germany. And I think the only reason why they caught them is they were tweeting while they were on the plane. So if you're going to run away to join ISIS, probably don't tweet on the plane. Now, you've got CNN reporting that the three teens had researched the plan online before deciding to depart Friday. How'd they do it? Well, how does everybody do things? They visited websites where radical jihadists, such as the Islamic State, discuss how to get into Syria. Now, again, two of the girls are sisters of Somali descent. They stole $2,000 from their parents, who didn't know of their plans. The third girl of Sudanese descent also kept her parents in the dark. The families connected after realizing their daughter's passports were missing, and they called the FBI. But, you know, you are responsible for your children. And are we to believe that these parents of these kids were working two or three jobs? It underscores the fact that you have to be involved in your kid's life. You know, put a bug on their computer. Find out what they're doing, who they're talking to. And it also shows you just how deadly a world we live in. And by the way, speaking of which, did we ever get those 200 girls back that the terrorists stole from Africa? Remember that? Remember it was hashtag bring our girls home? I don't think we ever got those girls back, did we? It's funny how the news cycle can be so enamored with something, so fired up with something, and then all of a sudden, pff, we forget about it. But this goes to show you that this threat is coming here. So based on that evidence and the goof in Chicago that wanted to be an ISIS fighter, when will we reach a level where enough is enough? And perhaps we're a nation that's fatigued. Perhaps we're burned out. But these people have decided they don't care, that they want to continue to erode America's credibility and sovereignty. What did Canada do that deserved to be attacked? Absolutely nothing. So as we've been saying for months here, I don't believe that we'll have a choice but to go back there. And it's kind of like dealing with friends or family members that you always believe that you can count on, and when you need them, they're not there. That's like the United States of America in dealing with the problems of the Middle East. They just want us to go in there, the Saudis, the Turks, and others, but they're not willing to put any skin, money, or blood into the game. Isn't that really it? You're judged by our enemies. With friends like the friends we have in the world, who really needs enemies? And we've got quite a big one. And I just can't get over that you have, 15, 16-year-old girls that would go to Germany and try and get into Syria. Maybe, Hotel Ryan, maybe you should research that. And, you know, there are a couple places in the world that Kevin Miller will not go to. Haiti is one. The state of Louisiana is the other. And the third one would probably be over there. But maybe we should research right now, how to get into Syria. How crazy is that? The question we're asking you right now, though, do you believe it's time to send in troops to the Middle East one more time? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
KIDO is sending Kevin Miller back to school.
We love
KIDO! Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers.
I'm doing all right. Getting good grades. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shade.
Now, from River Glen Junior High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
8:23, Kevin Miller in the morning. We go to Tea Party Bob at 580 KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
I've had better days. Tea Party Bob, how are you?
Hey, I understand that you're having a little problem with communication there today.
Exactly.
You know, we're going to see more violence in the future, and we need to be prepared for it. We shouldn't fool ourselves. Now, as citizens of this country, we need to be vigilant because the country is under attack. 9/11 was the first wake-up call, and the Boston bombing was the second. Citizens of this country should be prepared to defend themselves and their families, and that means carrying firearms, then so be it. We've got a president who refuses to face reality that we're vulnerable to attack, and he needs to stop making believe that we are not. You know, it's terrorism, not workplace violence. You know, the terrorists are going to bring the fight right to us, and the current administration doesn't seem to care one iota. We need to crush this ISIS group before they become more powerful. And if that means sending troops over there and putting them on the ground, then so be it. Let's get it over with. You know, our borders have been wide open for such a long time now, and the president's policies have basically allowed terrorist factions to cross those borders each and every day, and that just increases the chances for attacks here. You know, I don't hear as much nowadays about taking our firearms from us as we did last year. many of the libs may have finally figured out that having good guys with guns might be a good thing in a dangerous world. And maybe they might have a conservative actually save their lives because they're carrying a gun. These terrorists are out to destroy us, and they're going to use any means possible.
I would agree. Now, let me ask you to give me your opinion as an analyst, not as a commentator.
Go ahead.
What do you? How do you see the last few days of the election here?
I see it close. I see a lot of disgruntled people, and I think it's going to be a close election. I wouldn't even want to call it.
A close election indeed, and we're talking about the governor's race.
Yes.
How do you see the state school superintendent's race? Now we have an issue with Sherry Ibarra apparently misled folks about her doctorate, or her proposed doctorate.
I've said this on social media. I'll say it again. I never thought she should have been a candidate. I think the simple fact that if she's going to be someone our children have to look up to, and she hasn't voted since 1996, that's a little worrisome for me.
Right.
Regardless of what her credentials are, she is not a very good speaker. I don't think she does a very good job in the debate. Do I want to have Janet Jones? No, I prefer not to. I would have preferred to have somebody who actually had some understanding about what's going on in our school system. But we don't have that. We have bad choices to make. And when we have bad choices to make, we have to make do with what's there. What we need to do is to get better people out there to do these jobs. That's not an easy thing to do anymore. Nobody wants to deal with all the baloney that goes on in politics.
Too close to call. Oh, interesting.
I do think so. But then again, I've been wrong before, and you know that.
I would never bring that up.
Why not? You have every other time.
Well, Tea Party Bob, we will talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Have a great day.
Our great friend, Tea Party Bob from the Gem State Patriot. And we heard yesterday off the air, Senator Crapo reads the Gem State Patriot. It is 8:27. And two issues we're talking about. Is it time to bring the fight to ISIS and ISIL in light of what has happened in Canada, in light of what has happened with these girls that are brainwashed to go over to Syria? I mean, there are websites now. Have you looked up those websites yet? No, you haven't done that yet? Thank you, Ryan. So we will, why don't you do that here? Ryan's going to look up websites on how to get into Syria. And again, at 580-5436, taking a look at some of these races, and now we're getting inundated with the political ads. But it is, these are people, these are issues, and I'm fascinated with the state school superintendent race, where you have Candidate Ibarra making another misstep. But because she has an R next to her name, is that enough to win your vote? To Pro-Life now with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Pro-Life.
Yeah, right here in the Treasure Valley, the races might be close.
Good morning, Pro-Life. Nice to talk to you. How are you today?
I'm doing very good. You know the governor's race.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Hey. Well, God bless you, Kevin. How are you doing?
Thank you for asking, Pro-Life. I'm okay, fighting a cold.
Well, the governor's race is not close. In the Treasure Valley, it might be. But there's all kinds of people out there in all kinds of little towns, farmers, all around the state, and they only know R. And after the election's over, you'll see that the governor will win by 10 percentage points. And I don't know, probably Sherry Ibarra will win.
And you're predicting that the governor is going to win, even though you are a guest as a gubernatorial candidate on the program tomorrow.
Yes, that's right. Exactly.
So is this an endorsement of Governor Otter?
No, of course not. I'm not going to vote for him.
Well, you would vote for yourself, I would imagine.
Yeah. People in my household are going to vote for me.
But you have predicted that the governor is going to win.
I am predicting that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't necessarily like that, but that's just the reality of it. I've been in two other races with Governor Otter for governor, and they said the same thing, you know, back with, especially with Jerry Brady in 2006. That was supposed to be real close, and then Governor Otter won by, I think it was about 15%. And so I think the media people especially like to do this kind of thing, and on the national level, because then what that does is it causes more advertising, so the media makes more money out of it.
Hey, well, there's nothing wrong with the media making money. It keeps our jobs going there, buddy.
Right.
Exactly. It's enough about you telling the truth on the radio.
Right. I like to tell the truth. So, hey, I'm going to come in tomorrow.
Well, now you're promoting your appearance?
Yep, I am.
Well, I hope you have something good to say.
I will. That there's eternal hope.
Because you know what happens if you have nothing good to say. You get the buzzer.
Right. Well, I'll get the buzzer a lot of times then.
Oh, well, that's a great tune-in factor. Thank you, Pro-Life.
All right. Well, people like hearing the buzzer.
I was hoping they'd like hearing you.
They will. People.
Hey, what's the deal with that guy, Panky?
Well,
No, he doesn't respond to our emails or phone calls. We can't get a hold of him.
Oh, I've got his phone number if you want to. I can give it to you, Ray, and if you want to call him.
Well, I think Ray's called him and emailed him, but we'll put you on hold anyway.
Okay, do that.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Bye-bye. Our great friend Pro-Life, Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
News.
Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO as we continue on, joined by two students here at River Glen Junior High. Your name, sir?
Dre.
All right, Dre
Mata.
Okay, and?
Kendra Varnes.
All right, tell us a little bit about your experience here.
We're part of the AVID program, and the AVID program teaches you what colleges you want to go to in the future, and we do lots of TRFs and learn how to take good notes.
The TRFs, what's that?
Tutorial request forms. If we have a question, we get in a horseshoe kind of deal with our buddies in AVID, and we all go around a whiteboard, and we all put our questions up, and we ask each other questions to figure out how to answer our question.
Sure, and that certainly makes a difference in your studies.
Yeah, it does. It helps us a lot.
Okay, anything in particular that you want to study when you get out of junior high and onto high school and further?
I want to be a chemical engineer or join the military, either one.
You could do both, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why the military?
My dad always talks about it a lot, and he tells me that it's, like, the best thing to do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And that resonates with you? You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
All right. What about you, ma'am?
AVID. I've joined it to start helping my study techniques.
You're already doing a great job. I forgot to ask you to introduce yourself to everybody.
Oh, I'm Kendra Varnes.
Okay. So you like the AVID program?
Yes, I love it.
What about it do you like?
I love the Cornell notes because it helps you study more with your classes.
Right.
And the tutorial request forms helps you as well.
Right. So it's not an intimidating factor if you need some extra work with things, right?
Yeah.
And what are you looking to do? Any thoughts on that?
I want to be a pediatric doctor.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, boy, you guys are shooting for the high road here today, huh?
Yep.
And why would you like to do that, ma'am?
I love children, and I love babies, mm-hmm. and I just want to help with them and help every way I can.
Wow, that's very admirable, both of you. Certainly are givers. Now, we've talked about your time here with the AVID program. What else do you like about school? Or what you don't like about school? Don't worry, no one's listening. We'll protect you. Yes, go ahead.
I like all the people, hanging out with friends,
right.
meeting new people.
Mm-hmm.
I love my orchestra classes.
Right.
And I love people that go here.
Wow. So it's made a difference in your lives.
Yeah, a lot.
Anything else that you'd like to say as far as the AVID program? We've talked a little bit about how it's different from the regular classroom. Anything you'd like to share as far as, you know, helping you improve your studies?
It's really good to prepare you for college, and it's a pretty fun class, too. And the classes are usually pretty small, so you usually connect with all the people in the classes pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah, it does help you connect with more people and to get that more, communication with more people, and it does help you study for classes.
Well, it is amazing. All you have to do is ask questions, and, you know, you get the wheels working, right?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share with us? Are you missing class right now?
Missing math, but, you know.
Well, you would like math, so.
Yeah, math's pretty good.
Anyway, well, we thank you both. See, it was relatively painless. Great job. Outstanding.
Thank you.
Great job. Thank you. All right, it is 7:42 at 580 KIDO, live from River Glen junior high, and, you know, the positive stories about education. And I swear to this, folks, that we have to continue to be engaged in our community. We have to continue to go to schools. And I know there are a lot of folks that say, Kevin, yes, what are the teachers going to say? What are the students going to say? But this is the real-life stories. Look, we have a lot of situations going on in the world. We've talked about them. Canada, ISIS, the issue involving these young girls from Somalia, Mitt Romney coming to town, the governor's race, and those are big issues. But how we try to define this program to give you that little extra is by coming to River Glen Junior High School, the Treasure Valley Math and Science Center, and speaking to folks. It's old school. It is truly community family values radio. And if we're ever going to get out of our partisan, polarizing world today, it's to hear from kids and teachers that no matter what, they go in and they teach a class. As I said before, and, you know, unfortunately, we live in a town where the media, it is what it is. And maybe we shouldn't beat up on them. I was going to add something to smack them some more, but so be it. You know, they're doing their jobs, and bless their little hearts. But a couple stories that really haven't been told, and we've done our very best. The situation in Nampa where you have, what is it, $4 or $5 million of misallocated funds. And the authorities at the time decided not to press criminal charges against the people responsible for that. They gave the whoops. Of course, try that with your expense report at work. Try that. Well, here's an example. I'm watching this show, and Jim from Star knows where I'm going on this, called The Prophet on CNBC. And this guy is doing a silk screening business, kind of like our friends on Fairview and Broidme, but he's like making millions of dollars a year. But he overcommitted. And so he said that he put, what was it, $667,000 of construction expenses on his company credit cards. And it isn't some big magical credit card. It's like 10 credit cards, like Discover, this, that, and the other. And so Marcus Lemonis, the CEO of Camping World, comes in, and he starts looking at this guy. And he starts saying to him, hey, I see an expense for Target. Did you buy your construction cost from Target? Hey, I see an expense here for going out to eat. Well, I had to do that to support my family. He goes, that's not a construction cost. And he held that man accountable. Just as I fear, and we talked about this with Senator Crapo yesterday, that the children of today, or young, aspiring, Syrian-going Hotel Ryan, just for research purposes only, will have to pay an enormous price for the deficit spending that's going on. You know how it is. Dave Ramsey talks about it all the time. Debt, debt, debt is evil. And what are we doing fiscally as a country? Racking up the debt. Well, Ryan and little Ryan and little Ryanettes are going to have to pay for those. Thankfully, I'm not going to be around for their payments. But that's the way of the world. So we go back to the Nampa School District, and you lose over 150 teachers. You make up the budgetary shortfall, and gosh knows the custodians know this because they were privatized because of it. And yet you have to go in the age of Common Core, in the age of No Child Left Behind, in the age of doing more with less, and you got to get these kids ready to learn. That's a truly inspirational story. Now, I can't help that no one was ever charged with that financial mismanagement. Can't help about that. But what we can do is highlight people like we have today at River Glen. And that's where CapEd Credit Union comes in. You know, people always talk about advertising this, that, and the other. And they don't ask me to say this. They probably would rather I just shut up. But it's people like CapEd Credit Union that say, you know, Kevin, we believe, and we just don't say it, we show it. And without CapEd Credit Union, we wouldn't be here highlighting your kids' school today. So the next time you want to do business, think about that. All the sponsors associated with me, Kevin Miller, get the community values that this program espouses. Because without them, I'll tell you, we wouldn't be doing it. It would be somebody shipped in from Washington, D.C. And it's important that you know that, because you're saturated with a bunch of things and a bunch of people that, you know, It's a highly competitive world. I totally get that. But it's important that we know the difference, and we're allowed to make a difference thanks to our great sponsors. It is 8:48. Let's get you to traffic at 580.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller with you here. Thank you all for joining us. Coming up, Glenn Beck. Before that, though, you know, the issue at hand has to be, you know, how involved do we want to be in our world today? How much of an active participant do we want to be involved in? When we talk about elections, when we talk about the military, when we look at the future. And we could talk about the world being bleak, but as I said before, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, you either choose to participate or you don't. And which brings us back to this election coming up. And as Tea Party Bob has said, this promises to be very, very close. And you know, close elections, unless you're the candidate or candidates running for those offices, I think are a good thing because it shows you the diversity of thought, and it's just not one size fits all. And we see that with the three or four candidates that we have running. We see it in Mr. Belukoff, who comes from a certain background, Governor Otter, Mr. Bujak, Mr. Pankey, Mr. Pro-Life, I guess it'd be Mr. Life. And we have an eclectic view. But, as I've said before, we'll be complaining back and forth and back and forth now until the cows come home. When there's a big crisis during the legislature, the politicians won't be listening. Now is the time to call your state reps. Now is the time to call your state senators and ask them their views on certain topics. In fact, they should be taking a page out of the CRAPO book and holding town hall meetings or walking door to door like our friend Tony Sinesco is. I mean, that's really what it's about, touching people's lives and not just espousing talking points. I can't wait, not for this election to be over, but for this election to get here, because, you know, we're not really a player in the presidential election. We're not this, we're not that. But when it comes to local office, and there's none bigger than the chief executive of the state, everybody has a vested interest. And we've covered this explicitly here, the rift between the grassroots, the activists, and the establishment. And we will finally have clarity whether or not the education issue, as we have bet to a degree, is the number one issue in your lives. We see Mr. Belukoff adroitly using education to further his candidacy. You see Governor Otter trying to blunt that. And we're going to see just how strong a state that is either the most conservative or in the top five is when the rubber hits the road, and how many times people should be good team players. Are you a good team player by voting for someone that you may or may not have supported in a primary? Do you let your anger influence your vote so much that it could throw the election to somebody from a different party? Do you hit a protest vote? You know, that's what I'm excited to see. And I, you know, was there with the Mitt Romney thing yesterday. I didn't talk to Romney. I wasn't really interested in talking to Mitt Romney. I was interested in talking to people on the ground and getting their thoughts on the race, because like being in the schools, they are active participants. They are indeed. And they know the ramifications. I have to say, regardless of who gets in, I don't believe we should be raising fuel taxes in the state, but as we always harp on in the show is to come up with solutions, and there needs to be a solution for the high cost of gas here in the state of Idaho. You want to talk about having real-life impact for real-life folks? You find a way to get more competition in the oil and gas industry? Boy, you'll unlock the wheels of the economy. Let's get you to traffic now. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Do want to thank everybody here at Treasure Valley Math and Science Center, River Glen High School, Cap Ed, and you. Have a great day. Thank you all for listening. God bless and keep the faith.